Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another sensational episode of TV Talkers, not Teen Titans, live at 5:30 on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Tiago, along with...
Farron.
And the unusual guy, Simon.
Yep. The cast and crew is all here and ready to go for another episode of TV Talkers. And tonight we're going to be talking about the Titans trailer. Last week, Simon and I discussed the Comic-Con. We kind of did like a...
General Comic-Con news show.
And today we're going to be talking about the Titans trailer, as well as possible return of Teen Titans, the 2003 anime cartoon coming back.
Not
Teen Titans Go.
Although apparently Teen Titans Go to the movies is not terrible.
Yeah,
the trailer looks terrible.
Well, apparently the movie is actually much better than the cartoon. That's what I've read.
Oh, to be fair, I just remembered that the trailer that I watched was like... Cineplex had children dub over what the actual trailer was, so that's probably why I thought it was so terrible.
Well, they're kids. They're having fun. And I also forgot to mention, we will also be talking about Good Girl.
Before our in-between Teen Titans and Good Girl, can I quickly talk about where I was last Monday? Because it does relate to television.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you can. Of course you can.
Okay.
Of course.
I'll just go home.
But before we start any of the festivities, we have our usual segment, Today in Television History. And some TV news. But today is Monday, July 30th, 2018, and there's only one bit of TV news, and that is this. On July 30th, 1889.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going a little further back than the 1900s, folks.
A
1889. Vladimir Zworykin. Sorry, Russian fans out there. Sorry. Sorry, Vlads. I ruined it. I apologize. Vladimir Zworykin, called the father of television, was born in Russia. He invented the iconoscope. And you're probably wondering, what is the iconoscope? Well, according to Wikipedia, the iconoscope was the first practical video camera to be used in early television cameras. The iconoscope produced a much stronger signal than earlier mechanical designs and could be used under any well-lit condition.
Any well-lit condition.
Yes. So
that was so well done. I wanted to say, gee whiz, Tiago, but what is an iconoscope?
Well,
Timmy.
I actually planned that out perfectly. So
well done.
There you go. Thank you. Yes, and TV news. AMC recently renewed three of their shows for another season. They were McMafia, which was renewed for its second season, Fear the Walking Dead, which was renewed for its fifth season, and... one of my personal favorites, Better Call Saul, got renewed for a fifth season before Better Call Saul, the season four premieres, which is next Monday. Yeah, so Better Call Saul already got renewed for a fifth season before season four has even aired on television.
Like time flies.
I know, it's crazy. My prediction, I remember when we did a Better Call Saul episode about, I think it was season two.
Yeah.
We had Trevor come on, and I predicted, I said, I think Better Call Saul will either go till season five or six, and it'll probably end in 2019 or 2020. So maybe, depending on where the events go this season...
You're doing pretty well.
Season 5 could be its last, or maybe it'll get renewed for a sixth season. Who knows?
I wonder how many spinoffs last longer than the original. Because Breaking Bad was about only 5 seasons, right?
That's right.
That would be an interesting thing to look into.
That would be an interesting episode to have, actually. It's a good idea.
Hmm.
Curious.
That's when you like get into those, like, is it really a spinoff?
Yeah.
Like a Simpsons guy was in one episode of like a previous show that no one watched. Now Simpsons is huge. So everyone's like, Simpsons, the most successful spinoff of all time.
Not really, no. Because if you're in one episode...
That's what I mean, like a proper spinoff.
Yeah, but if you're like in multiple episodes, you're a recurring character.
Yeah, like Frasier.
Supporting character, yeah.
There's three spinoffs of Doctor Who, and none of them have been successful. And the most recent one, I don't think anybody's even watched it.
Were they Doctor Who? What? Why?
No.
And where?
No, it was...
How?
It was... You just aged like 40. No, not 40.
It's like that good
70 years.
That Goodfellas scene where
they're all. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I got you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Frank. Could you?
But it was actually the Sarah Jane Chronicles, Torchwood, and then Classroom.
Oh, okay.
Classroom. I haven't even heard of that one.
It's new. It's like from last year. I don't even know if they made more than one season. I never watched any of it.
Good gracious. Speaking of Frasier, Cheers and Frasier actually had the same amount of seasons. They were on TV for both 11 years.
Did one have more episodes, though?
I think Cheers had a few more episodes just by like 9 or 10. I don't really know. But I can look that up.
So we talked about it last week, actually. I'm going to do it while you're looking that up.
Go ahead, yeah.
So in addition to the DC news we're going to talk about momentarily, the prices and the information was announced on the DC streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, man, this is a streaming service for everything. So it's $7.99 American per month. Ooh. Or $74.99, whatever, $75 per year. American, so that's probably going to be like $10, $9-$10 Canadian per month.
So wait,
I think it's going to be closer to 100.
Is it just DC shows and movies?
DC shows and movies and comics.
So like digital copies of the comics?
Yes, you get actual comic books. So that's pretty interesting. But
that's pretty crazy, yeah.
Including the entire, like they just re-released, I bet they went hand in hand. Like we were talking last week how they re-released the Batman animated series on Blu-ray,
mm-hmm.
which Tiago's got his name down on one of them.
Yes, and it's supposed to be arriving October 25th to October 30th, so I'm really excited for it to arrive.
So I wonder which came first, which was the chicken, which was the egg on the streaming service. Like we have to, you know, remaster all the old animated series for the streaming service to be in HD. We may as well sell them on Blu-ray, or if it was the other way around, I don't know. But
that's a good question.
They'll be on there too if you want to buy that. So I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they can get on there. But yeah, it'll be DC movies, DC TV shows, which are popular. I think mm-hmm. the TV shows are more popular than the movies, honestly.
I would say so.
And the comics. So
as of right now, the movies aren't as popular. Yeah, but here's hoping that they get their
fingers crossed
together.
For Shazam.
Yeah, for Shazam and Aquaman.
Yeah.
But hopefully, speaking of Batman the Animated Series being re-released onto Blu-ray, I hope that I would like to see the Superman the Animated Series get re-released on Blu-ray as well, because if the sales go well for Batman and everyone's like, yeah, they're buying it and they want more, hopefully DC's like, oh, well, maybe we can just, you know, remaster the Superman into Blu-ray and maybe get some commentary and stuff there, because I really don't think that there's a lot of love for Superman when it comes to Warner Brothers DC marketing in comparison to Batman. Like,
there really isn't,
and it's unfair. Yeah, it really is.
Which is so weird. Like, you'd think Superman would be the most popular because he's been around forever.
Yeah.
He's been around since 1938, a year before Batman, but Batman gets the...
Gets the edge.
Batman's been a I guess Superman fits the who was the original superhero,
the very first superhero.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Because wasn't he the same sort of style
get
as Superman?
Yeah. To the beyond the panel spotlight. No, I think Superman, I think, was probably one of the first superheroes out there. He was drawn by he was made by Canadians, but then it was Americans, Jerry Siegel and Jerry Schuster, Jerry Siegel and Joe Schuster, my apologies, who then put the S emblem on the crest on Superman, and they
operated. I bet someone's has written a doctorate.
I'm pretty sure it's out there.
The history of Superman.
100%. I'm sure lots of people have, because there are people who have written their theses on Doctor Who.
Yeah,
nearly as big as Superman.
If you're out there, we want you.
We want you to come on
TV
Talkers.
We would love to have a conversation with you.
And probably on Beyond the Panel.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's team up. Let's get 2 hours.
It's a crossover. Beyond the Panel and TV Talkers collide.
Is that the most ambitious crossover of all time?
Oh, that just very well might be.
I mean, it might be until Disney acquires Fox.
Oh!
We're getting whacked with the sound effects.
Yes. Yeah, we do. We're
honestly, though, jokes aside, I think I might get that streaming service 2 months.
For DC?
Just to binge the animated series, because they're so good.
Oh, yeah. And I
did really like, when we talked about Batman the Animated Series, I really liked it.
Can we do another episode when the Blu-ray comes out?
Yeah.
I don't have a Blu-ray player. Can I come watch the Blu-ray?
You can come watch it with me in my house.
Streaming party!
Stream party!
Everyone is invited. Tiago's address is... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Hey, cut the cord.
We'll
show's
rent,
over.
We'll rent Cinnamon Park and just stream it there.
Yeah,
that's totally legal.
Five people.
If you rent it, it could be legal.
Hey, it's cold outside. Aren't you kids want to go home yet? No, we're not done.
We'll project onto the snow.
Yeah.
That would actually work pretty good, I think.
Speaking of which, though, animated DC Superman is my favorite Superman.
The animated?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not the show, but my favorite my favorite version of Superman.
Oh, okay.
One in the DC animated series.
Yes. No. He's pretty fantastic.
And their animated movies are probably better than their live action movies.
For now. Yeah. Well, yeah.
At least
as
more
of right
well
now.
Received.
Yes, that's
at
true.
The moment.
Very true. But apparently there's news that Henry Cavill is going to be extending his contract with Warner Brothers to keep playing Superman. And I hope so, because he's a
He looks like the original Superman.
Yeah. He looks exactly like Clark Kent.
He is not the problem.
No.
I felt like in the most recent one, in Justice League, that he looked like he was made with a computer. He did not look like a real person.
We've gone over this. We've been down that road before.
Mission Impossible just came out, so you could see the mustache there.
Yeah, and not only that, but apparently the director for Mission Impossible is interested in directing Man of Steel 2, so fingers crossed that he and Henry Cavill can work together because that would be phenomenal.
Speaking of DC, though.
Yes.
Titans!
Oh, wait, I was going to say quickly.
Never mind.
Frasier had 264 episodes last season. You said look it up, so I did. And Cheers had 11 seasons, 275. So
11 episodes more.
11 episode difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were like
spot on.
I was close.
Unbelievably close.
I said nine episodes, but thank you.
That was something else.
Thank you very much. Yes, DC Titans, take it away, Simon.
I mean, watch the trailer. People who haven't seen it. It's what are your guys' thoughts?
My thought was,
I cringed
a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're going for a hardcore R-rated Titans. You heard the intro for the show. If you tuned in at 5:30 to hear the intro, it's fun and it's like, yeah, like these guys, like there are serious moments in the 2003 cartoon. And there are some sad moments, but like it's generally a bunch of like younger superheroes taking on bad guys. It's not like these hardcore, edgy, like, you know, forget Batman and all this stuff. It's like,
yeah, these guys look pretty old.
Well, you know why?
Well, yeah, we do know the story of behind Batman and Robin's like falling out and whatnot.
No. Like why they would want to make it R-rated.
Go on.
After
Go on.
Deadpool did so amazingly being R-rated, yeah, everyone was like yeah, let's make all the movies R-rated.
This feels this more like, I mean, it's a TV show, but it feels more like
right.
Suicide Squad than Deadpool to me. Like it didn't feel like dark and gritty. It felt like dark and edgy.
Suicide Squad should have been R. That's my
Suicide take. Squad should have been R.
It should have been
R. This is like, well, yeah. we didn't commit there, so let's commit here, but they're committing the wrong direction.
Like, nope.
Like Rob, like if you're going to make Robin be really edgy, make him like Jason Todd.
Make him Nightwing.
Make a Nightwing eventually, certainly, yeah. But like Jason Todd is more edgy than
Dick Grayson. Oh, for sure.
So that just felt like weird. And then I didn't like the designs. I mean, Beast Boy looked okay. Raven was kind of like oof.
And there's no Cyborg because he's in the live action. So I was like,
I don't know if people are going to get up in arms about this. People don't like Starfire because she's black. Like in the comics, she's
the
like
problems
orange.
Again.
She doesn't have. I don't have a problem with the race.
Oh no,
she
no,
just
no.
looks weird. Just a like the weird design, weird wig. What the heck is she wearing?
Well, for one thing, we do know that Swamp Thing, the series that's going to be available on the DC. What is it? The DC streaming service.
Yeah.
James Wan, who's directing and also producing the Aquaman movie, is behind Swamp Thing. So, and that's supposed to be R-rated. And it's like, okay, Swamp Thing R-rated. James Wan, that's great because it's a horror with like supernatural
that
mixed together.
Sense.
That mm-hmm. makes sense. Yeah, Titans, not so much.
Yeah, it felt like cringy emo.
Yeah,
Forever 21.
The Birds of Prey movie.
Forever 21. It's not Hot Topic.
Hot Topic. That's the one I was thinking of. Thank you. That's embarrassing that I got that. Forever 21. Titans
apologies
would be
to
hilarious.
Forever 21.
That would actually be really funny.
Yeah,
no apologies to Forever 21. They have weird clothing.
Well, I didn't say. I never said that. You said that.
For you could probably guess how many times I've been in Forever 21.
Probably less than three.
For those of you who cannot see, he's currently wearing a shirt with a moon and a tree frog on it. It looks like one of those like three wolf moon shirts, but it's a frog instead.
Oh,
and he's wearing shorts with watermelon on them.
I love it so much.
Ooh, nice. Watermelon shorts. I want those watermelon sour gummies.
I have Sour Patch Kids in my
Ooh.
Bag if you want some.
Yes, please.
Don't make all the listeners jealous. So that's kind of what I thought. What did you guys think of it?
Yeah, I didn't like the dark, edgy take. Like if they were going for like a serious, kind of like a Gotham take, I would be like, yeah, all right, I can get behind that. But I don't know. From what I've seen so far, not really looking forward
to it.
Felt
very edgy teen in the wrong direction to me.
Yeah. Birds of Prey is supposed to be R-rated, which is fine, and they're not including Batgirl in that movie because they're like, well, we want Batgirl to be like Wonder Woman, be a symbol for like the children and the younger girls especially. So that makes sense. You know, that idea makes sense, especially to make Birds of Prey R-rated without Batgirl. But this is Robin. Like, this is like little kid, like younger kids look up to Robin and they're seeing him going like, oh yeah, we don't need Batman. It's like,
what did you think?
Yeah.
Well, I hadn't seen much of Teen Titans. So I kind of, when I watched it, I was just kind of like, hey, I recognize you. I know who you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of it for me. Ooh, I made a rhyme.
There you go. Unintentional.
Yeah, I never really watched Teen Titans. I think I maybe saw three episodes when I lived in Ohio.
Okay, so what did you think of the feel of since you're a blank slate, how did you feel about the look of it?
I thought it was interesting.
Are you going to watch it?
Gonna watch what?
Titans.
Oh, I thought I meant the trailer. What? I was like, I did.
I did, Suggle. What are you
maybe
talking about?
I feel like I probably should watch Teen Titans.
Definitely. That show
the
is,
cartoon
is unequipped.
Because I did like it. It had a lot of like good jokes, I remember.
So good.
It's really solid.
So good.
So maybe.
Last thought.
I think people are, like, not us, but I think like, the makers of the DC stuff are
misusing?
Okay. Not quite, but misattributing. Like, they're mistaking R for dark.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
Broad general term, it made sense that Deadpool was R. It made sense that Logan was R.
Yep.
Infinity War is a darker movie than Deadpool, and it's not rated R.
No.
So
true.
Just making something R isn't like, you don't just like, well, we need to make it dark, so let's just make it R. You could make it R, we could make it dark without being R. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just because you're making something R doesn't mean it deserves to be dark.
That makes sense.
Is that, yeah. Okay, I feel like I jumbled that, but as long as it made sense to you too.
Very distinct.
I think they're making it because it can be, not because it should.
Comparison.
Right. Like, I feel like the ratings that movies
difference, get. Difference, I mean, not comparison.
It's weird how, like, they put it into consideration. They'll be like, we're going to make a movie. What should we make it rated? As opposed to, like, let's make a movie after they make the movie. Be like, okay, now what is this movie rated?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird how much emphasis we put on the ratings of movies. Because, really, all that we're worried about is children. That's why movies have ratings.
Yeah.
So, as long as a rating can be like, hey, parents, watch this movie before you show it to your kids so you can tell if it's good enough for your child. I feel like that's all that ratings should be. It should be like, should parents check before showing this to their children, or do they not need to?
Deadpool.
You know?
Deadpool. That Ryan Reynolds interview.
Yeah.
With the telling the kids not to come. Anyway.
Yeah. 2003 Teen Titans. Farron, you go first. What were your thoughts on it since you only saw three episodes?
I liked it. I thought it was funny. And I do remember thinking that all of the characters were very, like, unique and different from each other. They didn't, like, blend together. It was really easy to tell who was who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which you think is good in a kids' show.
They also had, like, don't take this. When I say color, don't think race. But they had a really good color palette on that
they
show.
They did.
They really
they
did,
also
yeah.
had a good, like, racial divide in that they had. It was good. What's the word I'm looking for?
Diversity?
Diversity. That's the word. It was nice and diverse, but it also had, like, if you're a child, like, Cyborg was blue, and Raven was purple, and Beast Boy was green, and the Starfire was red, and they had, like...
This is my favorite color. Yeah,
but
I
who
like
was Robin?
It was a colorful show.
Robin was yellow?
Yeah, Robin was yellow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, it was a really colorful show, but as you said earlier, they did a really good balance between it being a fun, cartoony kid show and, like, being darker.
That's true, yeah.
Every child could relate to somebody
in
the group.
Especially with when they introduced Deathstroke. But as a kid, I only knew him as Slade.
Slade Wilson.
Who is Slade? Who is Slade? And then him talking like this. Like, he was so creepy,
yeah.
Deathstroke. But the reason we're not only reminiscing on that great cartoon, we're also bringing it up because even though we haven't seen it, this is a spoiler. The post-credits scene for Teen Titans Go to the movies showed the original Teen Titans coming on the screen and saying, hey, I think we found a way to come back. And I was like, because I read it online and I saw it on YouTube because somebody uploaded it. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I should probably go see this movie because apparently it's getting good reviews. And I also want to see the post-credits scene for myself. But if this is Warner Brothers, apparently this is Cartoon Network / Warner Brothers' way of saying, okay, if the movie does well and there's enough reception and people are like interested in this post-credits scene, then perhaps Teen Titans will come back for a sixth season. Because way back in 2006, it was going to go on for a sixth season, but because there are reasons, people think that, there are two reasons. They think, one, the show wasn't making enough money off of toys and whatnot. That's why it was canceled. Two, the more popular reason people think it was because season 4 was apparently really darker. It was much darker than all the other seasons, and so they thought that, oh, it was kind of like scaring kids or like
introduce what's her name, Kara,
yeah, and they thought that was what kind of like turned people away from watching the show. So they said, it's not doing well, so we'll just cancel it. So hopefully we can get a sixth season of Teen Titans, because I don't think the show ended properly.
Yeah, for the people who don't know, I mean, basically Teen Titans came out and it was, again, we're like we only know who we talked to in the schoolyard back then. But
that's right.
As far as I was concerned, it was really well received. And then Teen Titans Go came out later.
In 2008, yeah.
Yeah, and it was sort of people don't like it. Like, the internet does not like Teen Titans Go, which is why it's such a surprise to us
that the
Teen Titans Go to the movies
is doing well.
Is apparently solid.
Yeah.
But if they're like, okay, and we know you like these guys, so they're coming back too, that would be a really bold choice by DC.
It would be.
And one I would fully support.
Oh, 100%. And
plus, it'd be good with the Titans thing, because it's like, if you want your kiddie Titans, you go here. If you want your adult Titans, you go here.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't have to choose.
Perfect. Yeah, I agree with you, Simon. And not only that, but Will Arnett is the voice of Deathstroke in Teen Titans Go to the Movies, and he's also the voice of Batman, for the Lego Batman. So,
and
who doesn't love Will Arnett?
Which I just found out yesterday and told Tiago earlier today, Will Arnett's parents were both born in Winnipeg.
Yes.
Woohoo!
That was a good video. I know the video you're talking about.
The one where he does Canadian slang.
That's a very funny
video. I watched it with my mom. She loved it. We finished watching it and she was like, let's watch it again. And I was like, Mom, there are so many videos on YouTube. Let's watch a different one.
Who doesn't love Will Arnett?
Hey, sometimes you got to watch the classics. Like, I recently watched The End of Z World.
Oh.
From back in the day. We'll have an episode. And Fazzy Missiles. Someone out there knows what I'm talking about.
Somebody.
So do we want to catch up on the show that Farron and I fawned over a couple of...
Let's do it.
Or I could quickly talk about where I was last Monday, because it kind of relates to...
Or both.
Okay, let's do both. Go ahead, Farron. Take the wheel.
Okay, so last Monday, instead of being here... yes, stop. Last Monday... it's hard not to be sassy when you're talking about what I'm about to talk about. Okay, I went to see Trixie Mattel at the Burton Cummings Theater. Do either of you know who Trixie Mattel is?
I do now, because I saw your Snapchats and I said, who the heck is that?
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I was like, I don't know who this person is.
Gave it a Google.
Yes, so yes. Trixie Mattel is a drag queen. And Trixie
Mattel... Like RuPaul's Drag?
Yes, Trixie Mattel was on RuPaul's Drag Race season 7, and then again on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 3, which just happened. So the All-Star seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race are just like the best queens that didn't win.
Ah.
And how often is Yaz Queen said?
Huh?
How often is the phrase Yaz Queen said?
Not
that,
at all.
Is that
really.
Where it's from?
That's not really a drag queen thing. That's more of like a just gay man thing.
Oh, okay.
But there's lots of sayings that they say lots of on Drag Race. But Trixie Mattel actually won All-Stars 3. And so this was sort of like her post-winning tour, kind of. And it was amazing. It was hilarious. It was so funny. It was mostly stand-up with, like, a couple of her own songs and a few, like, classic, like, pop songs that she, like, just played. And it was awesome. And the only thing that I didn't really like about it was the fact that she used a lot of, like, American-centered jokes that didn't really, like, work too well in Canada, or even just like there's a huge joke that was maybe like 6 minutes long that was about Uber, and it's just like, we don't have Uber, so this is like kind of an irrelevant joke, because we don't, like, none of us have really like experienced Uber that much, so it didn't really get the laughs. And a couple jokes about like American politicians that weren't like the big ones that we know, like, it wasn't about Trump, it was about like other people. And if you don't like watch Fox News, then you don't really know who it is. So, and it wasn't just me that felt that way, like, we didn't get many laughs for those jokes, but it was great. And if any of you have ever thought about watching Drag Race boy,
we're a professional organization,
thought about watching Drag Race but weren't too sure about it, there are 2 seasons on Netflix. Seasons 8 and 9 are on Netflix, and season 8 is a great place to start. It has some of my favorite queens, and the beginning of the first episode, it's the 100th episode of Drag Race, so Ru, like, comes on the screen and says, like, makes a bunch of, like, references that are basically inside jokes that you will not understand if you haven't seen the other seasons. So you might turn it on, that happens, and then you're like, nope, I have no idea what's going on, and shut it off. Don't do that, because if you can make it through that, like, 30-second clip, the rest of the episode is, like, pretty straightforward. And it's a really, really good season. And then you can watch season 9, and then you can find the rest of it online. But it's a really good show. It's hilarious. If you like drama, it's great. If you don't like drama, I don't like drama. But I find that this drama is just so hilarious that it, like, almost makes up for the fact that it's terrible.
So it's like a reality show?
It is. It's, so every episode they have,
like The Office? Or not The Office.
No.
Is it like The Apprentice? Very different from The Office.
Yes. No, it's kind of, it's a little bit like... it's It's more like Face Off or like Ink Master. Like they have like a little mini challenge that doesn't really mean much. And then they have like a big challenge and it'll either be like you have to design a costume based on something or you have to do a stand-up routine based on something or a lip sync or a dance number. And they have like a big thing that they have to do. For example, one of the ones they had to sell one of RuPaul's albums. So they had to make like, you know, those like commercial ads for albums. They had to make one of those. And then they get rated based on that and like a runway look. Yeah. And then they send somebody home every episode. So it's, there isn't like strategy in the All-Star seasons. There are strategies because they send each other home. But for the most part, it's just like impressing Ru. The other judges don't even vote. Ru will literally be like, this is my decision. And then she picks the bottom two queens and then they have to like lip sync for their life. And it's always like horrendous because they're like, I don't want to go home. So they're like crying and like whipping their wigs off and stuff like that.
But
and
what
it's
about
just like, wow.
Kanga?
Ha, it's Ru, R-U.
If you impress Ru.
Try to impress Ru.
But it is hilarious and very dramatic and really fun to watch. And you don't have to be like a gay man to watch it. Also, like I know some.
I was wondering if there was going to be a confession at the end of this.
That I'm a gay man. There's actually like at Trixie Mattel's concert, she referenced that like most of her fans are actually like straight teenage girls, which is odd because she's a drag queen. So you'd think most of her fans would be like 20, 30 something year old gay men. But no, it's a lot of straight teenage girls like her for some reason. Hmm. But I know some kids who really like it. I don't know how I feel. Wouldn't let my young children watch it because, like, even though, depending on where
Wait,
you
not
watch
only
it.
You're a gay man, but you have young children?
Yes.
I'm learning a lot about fair today.
Yeah, we do. We are.
Yeah, it's not just, like, if you watch it, the original, like, version, they're swearing, like, a lot of swearing. Like, Ru says.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, Ru says, like, a swear word every episode is, like, one of the catchphrases that he has a swear word in it. But if you don't watch it, that version, like, you can find versions where they bleep out all the swear words. But there's other, like, so many innuendos that they use that, like, I'd be worried that a kid would pick it up and know what it means. Like, a lot of, like, sexual innuendos that it's just like, I don't know how I feel about a child watching this. So I'd definitely watch it alone before I'd watch it with the kids.
Yeah, how old is the child? Would it, like, 13 up would be fine, probably? 14A?
I would say maybe 14A. I don't know. It depends on the 14-year-old. But I know somebody who has like an 11-year-old and they watch it.
How would you even process that if you're 11?
They love all the other stuff. Like there's some children drag queens. There are.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah, it's not a sexual thing.
I know, but I just I'm learning a lot today.
Yes,
that's just not a world that Tiago and I have been exposed
to. Maybe enough. We'll do a whole episode on it one day.
We've been doing sports. Sports.
That's okay. We can like bookend it with sports episodes. We can do a sports episode, drag race, sports episode. Or you can just pretend the drag race is about cars.
True.
Ah, yeah.
Which my stepdad thought it was for like 6 months. And then when I said I was going to go see a drag queen from Drag Race, he was like, drag race is about drag queens? Because I also watched Top Gear.
Right.
So he thought when I was talking about Drag Race, he thought I was talking about Top Gear.
Poor guy.
Speaking of races, we're at the finish line for today's
episode. Oh, that was amazing.
Thank you. I get better and better. I'm glad.
Well done.
Yes, we're all out of time for today's episode. Unfortunately, we won't be back for next Monday as it's the long weekend here. It's the long weekend for August as August 1st is just around the corner on Wednesday. So we won't be here for next Monday. Probably be an hour of Game Over.
Yeah, we have something planned.
Okay, so they're game over for an hour next Monday, but we will be back on the 13th of Monday. August.
The 13th of Monday.
13th of August.
A Monday.
That is true, yes. Okay, so August 13th, we'll be back with a new episode of TV Talkers. Maybe Good Girls. Until then, everybody, enjoy your long weekend, and have a great week next week. Signing out for the TV Talkers this week, it is...
Farron.
Simon.
And Tiago. Take care, everyone. We will see you on the 13th.